Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, this is a special good, the bad, and the dumb edition now that the NFL season has wrapped up. This is the good, the bad, and the dumb from the 2002 NFL season.
Yeah, now that it's officially over.
Now that it's over. All right, what is the good of the day?
So these are the good of the season.
The good of the season. Yeah, let's say that. That's right. That's better.
We kind of did this last year, but I think this year was more prevalent than ever. And simply titled, Out with the Old, In with the New. And that's the quarterbacks of the NFL.
Yeah.
This year, more than any, did we sit back and go, Tom Brady, you're done, and he officially is done. Aaron Rodgers, you're done. We don't care about you guys anymore.
Yep, that's
We are looking to the future, and the future looks bright.
Yep, really bright, really bright. I mean, I was very glad Trevor Lawrence had a very good year.
I was very excited.
I thought it and was the fact needed. That we had, I want to see him succeed. I'm glad he did.
I think it tied a Super Bowl record or broke a Super Bowl record with the quarterback age, the youngest quarterbacks ever, combined age.
Yeah. Right.
And so, yeah. I mean, to be in the Super Bowl, and I think this is, you know, I think we're going to be spoiled, honestly.
Yeah.
Because
I
don't remember there being a time where there was literally 8 to 10 quarterbacks that are worth watching.
Does it make Patrick Mahomes, if he continues to win AFC titles, or host AFC title games, does it make it even more impressive? The litany of quarterbacks that are just in that conference alone. Forget Jalen Hurts on the inside.
Well, you know? I mean, that's another. Get rid of Russell Wilson. We're done with you.
Right, right. Yeah.
Out with the old.
Like this is the weird thing. Like, imagine if you're a Broncos fan and you got Sean Payton and they're like, Sean Payton is going to get the very, very best out of Russell Wilson. And you're still like, yeah, but I don't know if it's good enough.
I don't.
Like I can't. What would that mean? I guess we'd be competitive, but if I'm looking at my own division, I'm like, well, I hope it will be better than what Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert are doing in my division.
And here's a crazy thought too. I'm hoping and praying the Raiders go after and get Aaron Rodgers.
Sure, right.
I would love Aaron Rodgers to be in our division because I just don't think there's anything there anymore.
Right.
I mean, yeah, he's going to complete passes. He's still Aaron Rodgers. He's somewhere in a dark room somewhere. I don't even know what this retreat, what he's doing. You know, just sitting in a black hole.
Whatever he's doing.
Whatever
mentally
he's doing.
Checking out, yeah.
But
just teasing people.
If you know, all of a sudden you're looking at the AFC West and you go, well, you got two young quarterbacks in Mahomes and Herbert, and you got two old quarterbacks in Wilson and Rodgers. I kind of like the younger ones.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's a very good. Andy Reid said it after the game, right? Because he said he played offensive line, and they were talking about this season, and he goes, listen, he goes, and I'm an old offensive lineman. He goes, I know who the important people are. I get it.
Right.
He goes, and we have one of the best ones. He goes, we have the best one, right? And he made that point, right? He's not a fool. He knows that you can't win in this league without a top quarterback. You can't. You every now and then a team does, but it's not the recipe.
Right.
It just isn't the recipe. And while you can substitute sometimes to make a really delicious chocolate chip cookie, you're just better sticking with the recipe. And the recipe is you need a top quarterback to win a Super Bowl. And they got one. And that's got to feel good. Everything else around him, you can interchange parts, but you cannot replace him.
And no,
he's the guy.
And like you said earlier, I mean, the Eagles are in a great spot as
well.
Great spot. Yes, you didn't win this one. You have someone that can get you there again.
You got somebody, yeah. And his performance in that Super Bowl.
It's magnificent.
He was magnificent. And listen, I wonder how much of playing at Alabama helped him out in that game. Right, the Super Bowl is a separate thing, but to be on the big stage at Alabama, to be on the big stage and fail like he did, where he played miserable against Georgia, and he didn't play well in the national championship game when he was a freshman. I wonder how much of that he learned because he's not playing on a program that was playing in the Liberty Bowl, right? I mean, they were in the national championship game, and how much of that shaped his ability to go into that Super Bowl? Cause he played great right from the start. That opening drive for a touchdown was uh-oh, this game could be over, man. This guy's dicing them up.
It was so quick.
Quick.
That's the thing too. Right? I mean, he just marched right down that field. Like it was nothing. Like, Super Bowl, Schmooper Bowl. I don't care about this.
Exactly.
We're just gonna go out there and play our game.
So, yeah, you're right. The young quarterbacks in this league, definitely good. All right, what's the bad?
The bad of the day is something that we found out, I don't know if it was week 13 or 14, towards, you know, it was the second half of the season towards the end. And it's when we found out from Next Gen Stats that there is a chip in
exactly.
the football.
Exactly. If there was one mind-blowing revelation for me was that there was a chip in the football.
And it's got to be bad. Because they don't use it.
Okay, so a little inside this business. There are times where I've been in a press conference where somebody will say something and I'll go, I didn't know that. But I'm nervous to say that because I look around the room and I'm hoping that everybody didn't know that either. Like, did I miss the memo?
Yeah.
Does everybody in this room know this about this player? And I'm the only one that doesn't, so I must not be doing my research. I was nervous when I found out there was a chip in the football. I'm like, did I miss the memo that there is a? Then I found out everybody
no one knew
there was a chip in the football. And if you believed, if you knew there was a chip in the football, either lying or good for you. I don't know how to put that. If you're out there going, well, I always knew there was a chip in the football.
Yeah, you should have said something sooner.
But should have told me sooner. Just saying. Next time you have an obligation to let me know.
When we're saying,
it changed everything for me.
When we're saying no one knew. We're talking about the top NFL minds like Schefter and Rappaport.
Oh, absolutely.
Guys who know everything, all the gritty details. They know more stuff than we're allowed to know. Had no clue that there was a chip in the football.
They didn't know there was a chip in the football. So now, where do we do with this?
Yes.
Right? We've got to do something with this football. You've got to now tell me that there's no reason we don't know if it crosses the plane. That we don't know that there's a reason why we can't figure out if it's a first down or not. Insane. Absolutely insane. So I am with you, man. I am with you. That was. That changes everything.
It changes because it, so much.
Think about it when they go, oh, well, I'll have to check the replay to see where this ball, where they're going to spot the ball. We should know exactly where they're going
to
spot
you
the
don't
ball.
Need to.
There should be a computer upstairs going, and place it right. Hold on. You got it. Hold on.
A little to your left, a little to your right.
A little bit there, and right there.
Basically, the guy up in the booth should be my wife when I'm hanging a photo.
Exactly. Where do I go?
Yeah, a little more to the left. A little more to the left there. Up a little bit more right there. Hold it. Yeah, put a nail right there. Are you sure?
Can't you imagine a little graphic on a computer screen where they've got the ball, and it's hovering over a white dot,
yes,
and then you just make it, you cover the white dot, and you go, boom, there.
We've been doing this for years, saying this over and over. Why is tennis the only sport that has the technology down to perfection?
Tennis is great.
You know exactly where that ball is. No one argues. Everyone's for it. Great.
I've never seen a tennis guy go, I want to see the software.
Yeah.
Like, we're not leaving until a computer engineer comes and explains to me the software.
I'm challenging the computer.
Yeah.
Let me throw the red flag.
Whatever company created this. No, they go, oh, yeah, I guess it was out. Sorry. Whoops. Sorry about that.
Play the next one.
The computer tells me.
Yeah. Why can't we have that in football?
Can't have it in football. No, we need 60 angles and a bunch of bodies in a pile to figure out what the ball is.
Baseball or basketball. You mean to tell me, like, we still have, you know, you have to keep rewinding, going back on a buzzer beater shot to see if it was, you know, let go of the hand or not? It's like, you should just know.
We should just know. That's a great bad. That's a great bad. That was one of the most eye-opening things of the season. All right, what's the dumb of the season?
The dumb of the season, it really came in towards the end, was all the conspiracy theories that started popping up everywhere.
Good point.
Damar Hamlin being replaced by a body double like he's Avril Lavigne. to the NFL being scripted.
Right.
I even had a guy at Media Row last week tell me, yes, you know, the NFL is totally scripted. Ugh. I was working a game. When these four guys show up to the game, that team is making the playoffs. And I'm like, which team is making the playoffs? You know, those four guys show up to your game, these four individuals, that team is making the playoffs. I'm like, who?
Well, who are they?
Yeah, I mean, who are the four guys? Which team? You know, the home team or the visiting team? Couldn't tell me.
Who? Like, yeah,
like,
who's
don't tell me that the NFL is scripted. I'm sure, you know, there are times where, you know, you might get a little thing from the league office saying, hey, we need a, you know, you guys need to call this a little bit more to certain referee groups. You know, it's like, you guys have been kind of lacking on this, when, you know, with the grade of each week. But I can't believe that the NFL is scripted.
When it doesn't have to be, right? It doesn't right. have to be. That's the thing. You don't have to manipulate it. Just let it play out the way it is. It's amazing what guys will do in a competitive circumstance. And you know what? People think, I've always found this out to be true. If you live paycheck to paycheck, or maybe you live in a way where you have a little money left over, but you're not rich, you think money is the be all end all, right? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you can just pay off anybody with money. Those guys wouldn't go through it all just for money. They wouldn't go through the pain and the agony and the surgeries to not get a trophy at the end, or the glory of a trophy at the end.
You think the Eagles would have signed up for yesterday?
Yeah, exactly. Like, all of the things that they went through for them to go, oh, yeah, and by the way, we're supposed to lose because we get a nice check. Stop. It's crazy. They get checks for all sorts of things. It just sits in a pile. They want immortality with winning.